Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Simmons out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up Pepper. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hemsley moves to second. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to third for the out. Strange moves to second. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lyons. Strange moves to third. Kaufman moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to home to get Strange. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaufman scores. Clift moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. West moves to second. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Pepper reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. West scores. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6 to nothing, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0 for 1 in the game. Conlon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson scores. Conlon moves to third. It's 6-1, Browns. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Conlon scores. Simmons moves to second. One out. It's 6-2, Browns. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Pepper hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Conlon bunts towards third. Clift can't make a play. That's a base hit. Swanson moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kaufman. Swanson moves to third. Conlon moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swanson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Browns. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Conlon. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 7-4, Browns. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaufman bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Strange moves to second. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strange scores. Clift moves to second. It's 8-4, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Hopkins moves to second. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 8-5, Browns. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Conlon hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pepper. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus pinch hits for Ed Majeski. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shay now catching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clift bunts towards third. Hopkins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hopkins. Clift moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. West bunts towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Clift moves to third. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Burns reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. It's 9-5, Browns. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Pepper hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Conlon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Appling reaches second base with a double. Conlon goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6 Browns. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 9-7, Browns. Jack Knott now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Dykes moves to third. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dykes scores. 2 outs. It's 9-8, Browns. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott spins and fires to second, with Strange covering, and Hayes is picked off. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.